Man is there, we don't have a Zohar. We can't make him Torah anywhere. Rashi says, Zman is there, the Kivan, the Enach Shav Azor, Zman is there, Hashem is Namali Boi. So Pshita, the person, should not have to wait till night time, Tita Truma. Because the Tefillah doesn't help that much anyway. The Maist was still Tommy Mace. Elamai, there's a Kula on Truma's Chutzlah, she allowed to. So therefore, you enter the back that you don't have to wait till Hera Shemesh. But so far, it's Mashmah, it was good that he was supposed to go to the Mikvah. Now the Gemara says, Oma Le Rami Bachoma. Rami Bachoma said, listen, Lelechesh Le Lesaba, don't listen to what he said. Rashi says, Min Betimiyah. He made the question, Lelechesh Le Saba, aren't you afraid of the older person? Rashi's like, Betimiyah, question. How come you're not waiting for Ramram to come back? Shane Mekan is not here right now. Wait till he comes back. As Ravam went out of the room, and he was the bigger chacham, he was the older one. So he said to him, why don't you wait until Ravamram comes back? And that's what happened. The Hochi, in the meantime, Osi Ravamram came back. Omulu, he said to him like this, Hochi Yama Rav, this is what Rav said, that Tomei Meis, Toivel, V'yoichel, V'trumas, Chutzalorets, that a Tomei Meis is allowed to be Toivel, and he could eat from Trumas, Chutzalorets. He does not have to wait till Hera Shemesh. But the Gemara says, we do not pass like him. Meaning to say, look, he doesn't have to go to the mikvah. Like we learned before, that since there's not a tumah hayotze migufay, it's just that he touched the mace, so still he's not eating his truma of chutz laretz. Therefore, we don't really pass like him. The place at the bottom, next to the third, next to the last places. Lezichos Avosatay says, Bo'od de matzrech tfilo. That's it, he says you have to go to the mikvah, we don't pass like that. Ela filo tefilo leboy. You don't even have to go to the mikvah. Yeah. And since he's not a zav, it's not a tumah yet, it's a megufay, he does not even have to go to the mikvah. So that's the word lesuchas gavosay. The yom amakus, no, the yom amazutra, mishmedi rosheshes, tomei sheretz, toivo v'yoicha b'trumas chutz loretz. That's what he says, that if you touch the sheret, you do have to go to the mikvah, and you greet the trumas chutz loretz even without hera shemesh, but the merciful not also, lesuchas gavosay, we don't pass like that either. Meaning to say that Lamaisi did not have to go to the mikvah. Like we had before, since it's not a tumah hayotze migufa, it's only a tumah that you touched, so you have this kula by tumas chutz loretz to say that you could eat it even though you tummy, on tumas chutz loretz. Then we have what says the Mishnah, b'chor nechal shona b'shona. Or b'chor yishud eat lechatchila during its first year. See if it's a tam b'zman beis midish, you should bring it for korban during its first year. And if it became a balmum, he should check for this first year. Now, me the comment, since the Gemara says, that if a mum happened during its first year, so you want to tell me, we count its own year. And as we don't go Basar Rosh Hashanah to say, whoever's born before Rosh Hashanah is 1 year, and after Rosh Hashanah is the second year, but we go Basar when exactly he was born, his birthday, during the first year of his cheshbon. Rashi said, Lashon Adidei Minyonim, the Nilad HaBechor, the Nisin, for sure Lekarmi could hold on to it until the next Nisin. And we don't say by Tishrei, it's finished its year. So that was Master from the Mishnah. So Mori asked, Minon Emili, how do we know this? That you do not go after Rosh Hashanah, but you go Boser its own birthday. So Mori says, the Yom Rav Yudam Arav. The Yom HaKvar the Posek says, Lifnei Hashem Lekechotech Lenu, Shona Bashonom. That you could eat, you're supposed to eat this every single year, even in front of Hashem, shona b'shona, 1 year and another year. So now, aizehu shona, shenichnesas b'chaberta, what's called 1 year that goes into the next year? Have yoyme, I tell you, means shona shabachor. Means if you go boster its own birthday, so sometimes he like was born in Nisan, and you could eat it till the next year, till the next Nisan. He will have realized the next year, say after Rosh Hashanah. So in this pasuk, it's mashma shana b'shana means 1 year into another year. Rashi says, "Lishana shabachor kolema." The chiyos l'sachas shnas habachor. If you go boss his own birthday, he nichneses bechaverto. This year goes into the next year. Ki hevi lebachor shana achas nichneses shniya leminyan olam etishrei. That it was born on Nisan, so you say allowed to eat it until the next Nisan. So after Tishrei, it's called the next year. As if the pasuk says, "Shana b'shana." That's right, if the year of Bechor goes after its own birthday, not after the Minyan Hoylam. Yeah. That's where Rav learned. Now, the Vei Rav Tana, That's what the Yudam Rav says. Now, the Vei Rav Tona, she just says one, the Vei Rebbe should be his gift. The Vei Rebbe Tona, Shona Bishona, what does that mean to say? It means Yoy Mechad Bishona Zu, the Yoy Mechad Bishona Zu. It means to say, Kiritza Bechor, one day of this year and one day of the next year. Meaning to say, Limud Allah Bechor, Shenechal Ishna Yom of Alayla Echad. This passage comes to teach us, not that you go boss for its own birthday, but let's say Yeshech to Bechor, the last day of its first year, so you could eat from the meat today, and you could also eat from it tomorrow also. So that's called Shana B'Shana. Means one day of this year, one day of next year. So it's teaching Halacha, the Hilchas, the Kovim Bechor, that's Halacha like Shlomim, that your Bidlam is the coin is let eat from it today and tomorrow also. That's the Chiddush of this Pasuk. It's Shnei Yomim Tolay Lechot. Now the Gemara says, so Devei Rebbe Mnolu, is how does the Rebbe then know Taka that the year of a Bechor was his own birthday, not yet the Tishrei? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Yalfei Mikotchim, learn out from a regular Korvin. Rashi says, Mishar Kotchim, Haboyim B'nei Shon, Dechsibu, Kevas Ben Shinosai. Terus says, a lot of Kabonis has to be a Kevas Aleim Ben Shinosai, 1 year old. So what's called 1 year old? It's own birthday. Yeah. Tetzel, he knows it. He's got the Gemara though, but the Kotchim, Gufayim, you know, how do we know even by Kotchim, by regular Korban, that's told in its own birthday, not in Tishrei? Samar of Acher by Yaakov on Makro, the Pasuk says, Keves to Ben Shinosoi, Lashno Shinosoi, its own year. Shawidashin, Shinosoi Shaloi, its own year, 1 year old means its own year, for Loishona Shemini Noilam, and not a year of Tishrei. That's how we know by other Kotchim, that the year of Keves Ben Shinosa means 1 year old from the time that it's born. It merely learns out Bechor from Shah Kotchim. Fred Gemara now, V'Rav, Nechal Eshna Yom Bala Lecha Minole, Rav used this Pasuk Shana B'Shana to teach us that the year of the Bechor is his birthday. So how did he know to say how long he could eat the Bechor, that he could eat for 2 days and one night, Minole? So where it says, Naf, he learns it out, Mivivisorum Yir Lecho, Kechazeh Hatznufo Keshoi Kayimin. Pasuk says what? That the Bosor of the Bechor should be to you. Rashi says, B'Bechor Mishtoi, B'Sei Dedika Kerech. It says it should be the same like a Chazor Hatznufo Keshoi Kayimin that comes out of a Kor B'Shlomim. It's Hakeshin HaKosov LaChazor V'Shoi K'sho Shlomim. That there is said that this Korban Bechor has the same Malach, the same length to it, just like the Kohen eats from a Kor B'Shlomim, the chazor, the breast, and the shoik, the thighs. Now, ma'alahana, just like that korban shlomim, we know the lochas there is it's shnei yom v'laylechot, 2 days and one night. Is afkan here also the same thing? It's shnei yom v'laylechot. That's how Rav learns that we know a korban b'chor ilad eat for 2 days and one night. For the more v'idach, like how come the vei revi needed a special image for this? How come he doesn't learn out like it says he learned out the tekish?